Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 72. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 45. Tonight, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 90. Daytime highs approaching 84 Thursday, under mainly sunny skies, 76 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 46.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A man accused of carjacking and leading cops on a chase remains behind bars. Brandon Dixon has more.
47-year-old William Robinson is charged after he allegedly carjacked an Amazon delivery van and abducted a delivery driver Friday night. He faces multiple counts of assault, armed criminal action, kidnapping, and shooting at a car. It all started near 116th Street and North Stark Avenue, and cops say Robinson was eventually caught near Pleasant Valley Road and arrested after leading them on a chase in the stolen van. The driver was not injured, and Robinson is being held on a $5 million bond. I'm Brittany Dixon.
A Leavenworth teacher is the 2025 Kansas Teacher of the Year. Elizabeth Ann Stein, a business teacher at Leavenworth High School, was chosen from a pool of 8 finalists during a ceremony Saturday night at Wichita's Marriott Hotel. Ann Stein is from Overland Park and earned degrees from Fort Hays State and the University of Kansas. She's taught business, marketing, and finance courses in Leavenworth for the past 12 years. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Have you lost CanCare? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Monday, Governor Kelly announced the state of Kansas will cover the state licensing, background check, and fingerprinting fees for child care providers who are seeking initial licensure or licensure renewal through 2025 or until the available funds are expended. The fee coverage will assist new child care providers by reducing startup costs and continue to support existing providers as they retain their licensure. Since 2021, the state of Kansas has been covering the initial and renewal licensing fees for child care providers in the state with federal discretionary child care development fund assistance through federal pandemic relief legislation. An additional funding to extend this coverage is being provided through reallocated Governor Emergency Education Relief funding. The funding will be administered through an agreement between the Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, which is the agency responsible for child care licensing. Covering these fees will lower the total startup costs for child care businesses, costs that often become too large of a barrier to overcome. Additionally, this action will incentivize more unlicensed providers to become licensed, ensuring safer care based on industry best standards. And for current providers, the decision to cover these fees is another way Kansas has invested in Kansas's child care workforce and continues to provide them with critical support. Local jurisdictions may charge fees unrelated to those imposed by the state, so providers should consult their local health departments or local resource and referral agencies to learn more about applicable local fees in their jurisdiction. To learn more about becoming a child care provider, you can visit childcareinkansas.com/providers. It's a busy time for farmers in Kansas with fall harvest underway, so the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. Lieutenant Candace Breshears, the Kansas Highway Patrol Public Information Officer, stated that as the busy farming season is underway, each traveler in Kansas needs to be more aware of increased farm implement and truck traffic because in Kansas, there are many trucks exiting and entering the roadways at any given time, and traveling around these vehicles requires extra caution. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel between 15 and 25 miles per hour, and farm equipment is often wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when sharing the road. Caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. Some tips to keep in mind include to not assume the farmer knows you're there, pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it does not necessarily mean it's turning right or allowing you to pass, as due to the size of some farm equipment, the farmer must execute wide left turns, so allow it plenty of room and time to turn and be alert to see if there might be a driveway or field they may be turning into. Be patient, think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed, and pay attention, because when you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will hold its next public meeting this Thursday, October 3rd, at the Wyandotte County Historical Museum in Bonner Springs. The hybrid meeting will begin at noon and continue until all the agenda items are addressed. Attendees can participate in person or virtually, and instructions for joining through Zoom, by phone, or live streaming are available at ksoutdoors.com under Instructions to Participate in Virtual Meeting. During the meeting, commissioners will vote on temporary regulations, while permanent regulations will be addressed at a later date, and they include Elk 25 Series regulations and military deer seasons. After the public hearing, commissioners will take public comments on non-agenda items, followed by updates on the agency's fiscal status and a legislative briefing. The commission will then hear a review on coyote night vision and predator control before general discussions on an election of the commission chair, antelope regulations, and elk regulations. The meeting will conclude with discussions on workshop items, which may be voted on at a later date, and they include Big Game 4 Series and 25 Series regulations, carcass movement regulation, fall turkey regulations and spring turkey regulations, a five-year review of the threatened, endangered, and species in need of conservation lists, the Kansas River invasion carp summary and proposed snacking opportunity, the invasive species regulations, and sport fish versus non-sport fish regulations. There will be an additional opportunity for public comment on non-agenda items before their adjournment. The complete agenda can be found at ksoutdoors.com, and the next commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, November 21st at the Great Plains Nature Center in Wichita. In Nebraska news, just before 11:45 p.m., a sergeant with the York County Sheriff's Office stopped a car on Interstate 80 on Saturday near the Henderson exit for multiple traffic violations. During the stop, officials said the sergeant searched the vehicle and found two guns, 3 ounces of methamphetamine, and small amounts of fentanyl and Adderall. The sheriff's office said there were also a number of stolen items in the car, and officials said a follow-up investigation found that some of the items were shoplifted from a business in the Des Moines, Iowa area. The sheriff's office arrested two men, 42-year-old Tyler Dolph of North Carolina and 34-year-old Torrance Patton of Colorado. They were both taken to the York County Jail on suspicion of possession of more than 28 grams of methamphetamine, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, and numerous other charges. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a milling and hot mix overlay project will begin on or about October 8th on N-25. Cold milling is a process of removing deteriorated asphalt in preparation of placing hot mix asphalt to improve the roadway surface and drivability. State maintenance forces will be performing the mill and hot mix overlay from reference post 12.15 to reference post 12.95, 1 mile south of Trenton, and the work is anticipated to take 12 days. Traffic will be maintained with an automatic flagger assistance device and a pilot car and flaggers, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay cross country coach George Rossi to update on the team and their meet today in Oberlin.
I'm here with head cross country coach George Rossi. Coach, last week you were able to host the Norton Invitational at the Prairie Dog Golf Club. Nice finish for the girls, boys in the top three also. But let's go ahead and start with the girls.
Yeah, I thought our girls ran a great race. You know, teams were down a little bit. There was only three schools with full teams, but the number of racers was not bad. I thought it was a competitive race. The problem when you have a small numbers like that, a lot of times you get out running by yourself, and so it's hard to really keep a pace going. But I think our kids did a great job. You know, Emma Collins won the race again for the second year in a row, and she ran a good solid time of a 20:25. And then Kaysen Miller really had a great third mile. She ran. She does a great job on hills, and she's very tough when it comes down to crunch time. I think she's very mentally tough, and she ended up in third place. Savannah also ran well. She ended up in eighth, and Cassidy was not too far behind in 10th place. Lorelei Granberry was 14th. Danica Frick was 23rd, and Natalie Simmons was 35th. So and our 1-5 split came down a little bit. We're still really wanting that to squeeze together, but I think our girls are headed in the right direction right now.
On the boys' side, a third-place finish, and it was maybe not as close as you'd liked it.
Well, boys finished in third. Aston Katz went down with about 200 meters to go. He was on blazing fast pace, and I think I don't know if he overheated, but he's okay now, thankful. But he was running so hard, and kids like that, you know, he puts out all the effort that there is in his body, and I think his legs just said, nope, we're done. And you know, he went down and was not able to finish. But Tyler Stewart came in sixth place, and he had another PR. That's 2 weeks in a row for a PR for Tyler. It's a great job for him. Max Carter was 14th. Jace Bailey was 15th. Elvis Green was 25th, and Elvis had a PR. Brexton Eisenhagen was 31st. Noah Lanier was 33rd. And on the boys' JV, we ran Michael Urban. He was 4th, and Michael ended up with another PR. So those 5-6-7 guys, 6-7-8 guys, they kind of bounce around a little bit. We've juggled lineup every meet we've gone to, but that's what we want. You know, we want those guys to keep better. We want them to keep competing for the varsity spot and keep working to get faster as we go.
Your next meet will be Tuesday of this week against will be over at the Oberlin Invitational. Like we talked off air, that this is pretty much a carbon copy of the Norton Invitational with teams being there. But let's talk a little bit how that course is laid out.
Well, it's a course that you run laps on, kind of. You repeat the same loop a couple times, and it's tough. It's another course where you can get by yourself, and you got to better. First of all, you better make sure you know where you're going, because the lines intersect a little bit once in a while, and you have to pay attention. But you know, it's a lot of the same teams that we have ran against just on Thursday. So, you know, what we're trying to do for this meet is just look again competitiveness. Let's see if we can knock some times down. We've had a long weekend, and we didn't practice on Friday because of homecoming activities, and so hopefully the kids are rested up. We'll have easy practice on Monday, and then, you know, Tuesday we'll go to the meet, and then we have a long time to prepare for our league meet. So it's always been tough, this meet, to kind of get your mind ready for it, because it's on such a short turnaround. But, you know, everybody's in the same boat, so we're just going to go out and look and see who's tough and who wants to go out and compete.
Is the format pretty much going to run all the boys and all the girls, JV and varsity, together?
Yes, there'll be a junior high race, I believe, at 4:30, and then it'll probably be a rolling schedule, kind of like ours. Girls are supposed to start at 5 o'clock, and then the boys approximately 5:30, but they'll run all the JV and the varsity kids together.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish the best luck on Tuesday when you travel to Oberlin for their Invitational. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Rossi, and good luck to the Blue Jay cross country team today in Oberlin. Funeral services for Sonia Montgomery, 89, formerly of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, October 5th at the Norton Christian Church. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery, and a visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, October 4th, also at the church. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Christian Church or Manhattan Christian Church, College, and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having lasagna, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be soft taco or corn dog, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be beef and noodles, potatoes, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 72 and a north wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become southeast in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 45 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 90 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 51. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with the weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 84. On Friday, sunny with a high near 78. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 92. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 81. And on Monday, should be sunny with a high near 80. Currently, with fair skies, it is 43 degrees. The humidity is 61%. The wind speed is northwest at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.46. The dew point is 30 degrees. And the current wind chill is 39 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer DeFuy. Kansas State quarterback Avery Johnson was named Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week after the Wildcats' 42-20 victory over then number 20 Oklahoma State on Saturday. It was announced on Monday by the Big 12 Conference Office. It's Johnson's first weekly conference honor this season. He's the first Big 12 Wild. He's the first Wildcat signal caller to receive this honor since Will Howard following the 2022 Oklahoma State game. Against the Cowboys, Johnson threw for 259 yards, three touchdowns on 19 for 31, setting a career high across the board, while he rushed for 60 yards and another two touchdowns on five carries. In addition to the weekly Big 12 honor, Johnson was also named a Manning Award Star of the Week and to the Davey O'Brien Great 8 list earlier on Monday. Now number 20 Kansas State is off this week before returning to action on Saturday, October 12th, when the Wildcats travel to face Colorado. Kickoff for that game against the Buffaloes is set for 9:15 p.m. Central and will be shown on ESPN. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
A sound preconditioning program increases the value of weaned calves, encouraging growth and stronger immune systems while minimizing calf stress. You can trust Valley Vet Supply to stock all the preconditioning supplies your herd needs. vaccines, insecticides, multi-min injection, and calf weaners. Valley Vet has everything you need to prepare cows for breeding and conception and to ensure healthy calves for weaning success. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Supply. It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.